It's 7:11 Eastern Time here on the Ibis Morning Program, which brings us to this letter I got from the Pakistan mission to the United Nations from someone by the name of Mrs. Rizwan Khan. She's a press counselor, apparently. I'm sure she's a nice lady. She writes to the producer of the program, Bernard McGuirk. Dear Mr. McGuirk, I would like to bring to your notice the derogatory remarks made on the President of Pakistan in your IMUS program this morning, speaking on War on Terror show. Maybe they could hire somebody over there who could write a letter. But anyway, when a reporter by the name of Mr. Milowisk, not sure of correct spelling, so he's talking about Mikhlyshevsky, said that one good thing is that President Pervez Musharraf had taken back his call to stop the bombing during Ramalama Ding Dong, I must remark that someone must have made a big fat deposit in the bastard Swiss account. We take strong cognizance to such a remark, especially when Pakistan is the only strong ally of the United States, risking its own stability to join U.S. in the war against terrorism. President Musharraf has not only risked his own government, but has taken the wrath of all pro-Taliban and anti-U.S. protesters. We expect an apology from your network. Well, you're not going to get one. Come over here and make me apologize. In fact, where are they located? Why don't I? They're right over there, where I live. Why don't I just go over there?
Just stop by.
And I'll just stop by, and maybe you can make me apologize then.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you shut up? How does that sound? But how much money do we have to give Pakistan to get them to come around?
Oh, please.
I mean, don't write this crap to me. Yeah. Who do you think you're kidding? We had to lift all those trade sanctions, and we had to slap this bastard around every 15 minutes to keep him in line. He gets all wobbly in the knees every time he turns around. Every time one of those Taliban clowns jumps ugly with him, and then he wets his panties. And so they're not any kind of willing ally. Who are you kidding? Don't waste your time writing incomprehensible, stupid letters. Here's your apology.